usually when we have Haftarah following the Kriyas HaTorah, so we say Kaddish after the seven Aliyas of Shabbos, or we say Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish after the six Aliyas on Yom Kippur, after the five Aliyas on Yom Tov, and then we lane the Maftir, and then whoever got Maftir reads from the Navi the Haftarah. And the Tainus Tzipur, the third Aliyah, is the Maftir. So the Rebbe Kiveger writes a Chiddush that you're not supposed to say the Chatzi Kaddish. Apparently, before the days of Rebbe Kiveger, the practice was that they said Chatzi Kaddish by Mincha after the third Aliyah, before the Olal HaTorah said the Haftarah. Rebbe Kiveger says that that's not right, because the Magen Avraham comments on the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, the Gemara's lashon is Hamaf the Menavit Tzarich Sheikar B'Torah Tchila. The one who says the Haftarah has to lane an Aliyah from the Sefer Torah first. So because the Gemara's lashon is Tchila, it has the connotation, it has the mashmas that you shouldn't have any Hapsoket. So it's not right to say the Chatzi Kaddish in between. The reason why we didn't say Mafta this morning, the Vilna Gaon explains, is because in the days of the Gemara, they never had Kriyas HaTorah on the time of Tzibur in the morning. They only had Kriyas HaTorah to Mincha. So when the Chachamim instituted Kriyas HaTorah to Mincha, so they instituted the Maftar, the Haftarah as well. But the Kriyas HaTorah in the morning was instituted in the days of the Gaonim. How did they institute to say brachas? Why shouldn't they be a bracha levatola? Let's say on a regular Sunday, you're going to decide to take out a Sefer Torah and lane. It should be considered a bracha levatola. That's the first tshuva, and it seems Meshiv Dover, that there was Achnasa Sefer Torah in Chicago, in America, on a Sunday, and they did Balabatim decided they're going to lane Kriyas HaTorah. So they had a whole machlokes, the Rabbanim had a whole machlokes, was it a bracha levatola or not? So there were a lot of rabbis in America at that time. So they sent the shadow to the Netziv. What does he have to say? So he sends the tshuva to Chicago, America. He thinks that it is a bracha levatola. He says, you cannot lay Kriyas HaTorah with brachas on the day that there's no chiyuv. So how come on the time to sleep in the morning, you lay Kriyas HaTorah, they go in them instituted, how do they have the right to do that? So the answer is, the Netziv says in his tshuva, the day is a day on which there is a takana of Kriyas HaTorah. It's supposed to lay Kriyas HaTorah after Mincha. So the real Kriyas HaTorah after Mincha is a takana sachachamim, Medina de Gemara. So that's when you're supposed to say the Haftarah as well. In the morning, since it's a day where there is Kriyas HaTorah, so it's not a bracha levatol to lane again, to have a second time Kriyas HaTorah. But they didn't introduce Maftar because the Maftar was only when you have the Iker Kriya, going to be in the afternoon. Usually, we don't have duchening by Mincha because we're concerned that maybe the Kohanim had a drink of wine, and one who drank wine is not allowed to duchen soon after. He can duchen the next day. People had wine on Shabbos, you can duchen on Sunday morning. But to duchen and Mincha, if you had wine right before, you're not allowed to duchen. So there's a machlokes satanayim. What if it's a Tanya Sipur? Everybody's fasting, so no one had any wine. So some of the Tanaim were of the opinion that you duchen to Mincha on every time it's Sipur. The Gemara says we don't pass like that. We make a loitlub. Since on a normal day, the Kohanim may have had some wine before Mincha, so the Chachamim never instituted the requirement to duchen to Mincha. The Ikaret Din, they only have to duchen once a day anyway. So if they duchen by Shachris, the Ikaret Din, they don't have to duchen by Mincha. But the Chachamim introduced that if you daven Shachris and Musa, then the Rabbanim made a takan, you have to duchen by Shachris and you have to duchen by Musa. So they never introduced that you have to duchen by Mincha because there's a chashash of Shikris on a normal day. And there's a loy plug Rabbanim. So that's the maskanas HaGemara, that you don't duchen. We pass like the Tanya, you don't duchen on the Tanya Sea, but the Mincha, even though everybody's fasting. So then the Gemara adds on, Behashto, Bizman HaZeh, that we are editing the Gemara. In the later generations, in the earlier generations, the din was that that you don't duchen to Mincha. Then the Gemara says, Behashto, Bizman HaZeh, in the later generations, we have the practice that we daven Mincha late on the Tanya Sea, right before Shkia. So the davening of Mincha is a little bit like Nehilah. Nehilah is only a tefillah that you offer on a tiny tzibur. So because in the days of the Gemara, they used to daven Mincha late, on a tiny tzibur, unusual apparently. Every other day, they didn't daven right before the Shkia. On a tiny tzibur, they daven late. So hashta b'zman hazeh that we daven mincha late on the tiny sibur, so we treat the mincha on the tiny sibur like ne'ila, as if it's a tefillah satinus, and you do duchen. So that's the question. B'zman hazeh, we're not gonna daven mincha 20 minutes before the shkiv. We're gonna daven mincha at regular time, whenever Moshe Tzvi finishes. We're gonna daven mincha at 1:20 or so. So does the psak of the Gemara still apply b'zman hazeh? So the Chazon Ish was of the opinion that once the Gemara paskins, even though the reason was that we daven mincha so late, but once the Gemara paskins that we do dochen by mincha, so that's the din even today, even though we're going to daven mincha early. And most of the paskin don't accept that Chazon Ish. Not every Chazon Ish has been accepted. So if I'm not mistaken, I think here the practice is that when we daven mincha in a tiny sibur, we don't do it because we're going to daven mincha so early. If he would have daven mincha late, like in the days of the Gemara, he would have done by mincha. Have an easy fast.